I'm actually in Govan, the old shipbuilding heartland of Glasgow. Looking out down the River Clyde, I can see a few modern high-rise flats, a couple of warehouses, and remnants of the shipbuilding industry itself. It couldn't be more different from the tiny, remote island of Iona. But in fact, this part of Glasgow has been intimately connected with Scotland's Sacred Isle for 75 years. And I've come here on my way to Iona to find out a bit more about that link. Reverend Peter MacDonald is leader of the Iona community. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Tessa.
Nice to meet you.
And you too.
And this is Govan Old Church.
This is Govan Old Church, where George MacLeod was minister in the 1930s.
I'm hoping you can tell me what the link is between this part of Glasgow and the island of Iona.
Within sniffing distance of the sea, there's another ocean on this coast. An ocean of tulips.
When it's spring again, I'll bring again tulips from Amsterdam.
You can't get much more Dutch than this. There's even a windmill. Well, sort of.
Most of Britain's tulips start life in Dutch soil. In April and May, the northern coast of the Netherlands blossoms. A carpet of colour. Carlos van der Veek's family's been growing bulbs on this shore for years. It's a Saturday night in one of the only bars in the Transylvanian village of Roșu-Montana in Romania, where to mention the word mining guarantees a strong opinion. It's all about whether a foreign company should be granted the right to mine the gold here. He reckons that the project will be good for the area and good for the well-being of the area. I asked him if he wanted this project to go ahead or not, and he very clearly said, yes, I wanted to go ahead. And I said, why? And he said, because it's our single opportunity to work. He believes that the majority of people here want the mine to go ahead. This has become Romania's longest-running controversy since the fall of communism. So for Crossing Continents, I'm in Roșu-Montana to discover why the prospect of an historic mining village becoming Europe's biggest open-cast gold mine has kicked up such a storm in this fledgling democracy. In the last three generations of his family have worked as miners, and he now works as a miner, and that's what they know.